Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen.
You may be seated. As you can see, the four candles in the Advent wreath are lit. Today is the fourth and final Sunday of the Advent season. Finally, after 4 weeks of anticipation, of yearning, of supplication, we are on the cusp of the feast of the birth of our King. The feast of the birth of our Savior is almost here. Over the past couple of weeks in this Advent season, we have said prayers, inviting the Spirit of God to ready our hearts for the coming of the Lord. We have asked for His grace to cast away all darkness, to cast away all works of the enemy, and to empower us with the armor of light. We have prayed for strength to hear, to read, to mark, and to learn from the Holy Scriptures, which lead to our better understanding of a hope that is found only in Jesus Christ. We also prayed last week for all ministers and stewards, for God to help them, to strengthen them, in order for them to faithfully prepare and make ready the way of Christ by turning the hearts of the disobedient to the wisdom of the just. These prayers the past couple of weeks have been full of hope and expectation. And today, we come forth with this same posture, a posture of preparing our hearts joyfully for the coming of the one whom John the Baptist called the Lamb of God. The gospel lesson this morning guides us to read the story of John the Baptist, who had been approached by priests and Levites. They came and asked him who he truly was. They asked, "Are you Christ?" "No, I'm not," he says. "Who are they? Are you Elias? Are you Elijah?" "Nope, I'm not him." "Whoa, wait, you must be the prophet then." "Wrong again." "Sir," I imagine they entreated, "at least give us an answer to take back to the people who sent us." "Sure," he must have said. Then he quoted the prophet Isaiah. He said, "I am the voice of the one crying in the wilderness, make ready the path for the Lord." This answer that John gives is a wonderful depiction of what Advent season is all about. And this is why we read it this morning. Making straight the way of the Lord. After all, he's coming next week, Christmas, right? Baby Jesus is coming. So just like John prepared the way of the Lord by baptizing people, we too ought to prepare ourselves by pruning the contents of our hearts. Just like John prepared the way by evangelizing, we too ought to read, to learn, to mark the Holy Scriptures. Just like John understood the grandeur of the coming of the Lord, we too alike ought to look to the second coming of Christ, the one who will judge the living and the dead, and to ensure that we are ready. In the collect this morning we pray, "O Lord, raise up, we pray thee, thy power, and come among us. And with great might succor us, that whereas through our sins and wickedness we are sore let and hindered in running the race that is set before us, thy bountiful grace and mercy may speedily help us and deliver us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen." So as the Advent season is a season of expectant, we're preparing for the coming of the Lord, we are not doing this alone. We're not doing this by our own strength. Rather, we beseech the strength of the Holy Spirit to shield us from sinning, to shield us from any wickedness while on this journey. We humbly ask for his grace and mercy to deliver us from the snares of the enemy. We are preparing ourselves, but it's amazing and comforting that we are not doing this alone. The Spirit is right there with us, comforting us, encouraging us, and pushing us on this journey. St. Paul says in the epistle that was read, he says, Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. We are to do all this in this preparation for the coming of Christ, rejoicing. One wonderful thing about reading this scripture passage this week is that the feast of the Nativity of our Lord is coming. Christmas is coming. It is easy to be happy at this time of the year, right? After all, many of us will get presents. Many of us will get to see loved ones. Many of us will get to travel to places we wanted to travel to. Now, these are all good and pleasant things, but none of them compare to the glorious reason that we celebrate Christmas. None of these things make Christmas the most wonderful time of the year. No, the reason we celebrate this day is because of the birth of He who became man, who, as St. Paul writes, made Himself nothing by taking on the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. The reason we hope in anticipation during this Advent season is because our Savior is coming, and He is coming to take care of business, as they say. And while we wait, we hope, and we do so rejoicing. The birth of Christ makes rejoicing during this Advent season worth experiencing. Again, Advent season is a solemn season of preparation and anticipation of the coming of our Lord. As we prepare for this last week during Advent leading up to Christmas, may our hearts and minds be firmly fixed on the joy, on the peace, on the grace that Christ will bring to us and has already brought. May our lives reflect the faith we have in a Savior that became man in order to redeem His people. The Lamb that took on sin, yet He knew not sin. He knew not sin. And He took on sin for the sake of reconciling man to God. This week, may we look expectantly to the Judge who will come to restore justice and peace to a broken world. The God who will wipe away the tears of all who have lost loved ones and who are in pain. He will restore strength to the weak, and He will defeat the snares of the enemy and declare all His people righteous. What a wonderful thing to behold. What a wonderful thing to look forward to. Brothers and sisters, as we anticipate Christmas, may our hearts be penitential. May we confess all the sins that we have done and seek His forgiveness. After all, may we ready our hearts, for the King is coming. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Amen.